With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Knocked away from Nixon. That was Lucas. And he gets it back. And DeLucas with the clock at five. Shot clock down to five ticks, and he pumps it in. And it's 10-6, and Lucas has got four.
Welcome to Sound of Spurs podcast presented by HEB. This is episode number 8. We have a very special guest today, John Lucas, currently an assistant coach for the Houston Rockets, a 14-year NBA playing career. He's been a coach in the NBA for a long time now. He's been with the Rockets since 16 in this capacity as an assistant coach, first as development coach. And we're going to talk about his time with the San Antonio Spurs as both a player and as a head coach. John Lucas, thanks very much for joining us. You look great, I got to tell you, because I know you take care of yourself, don't you?
Well, I'm trying. I'm excited. First of all, when we played in San Antonio, I was looking at the court and it was the 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
And I remember when the first year of the merger, I was actually going to sign with Bob Bass and Angelos Drosos before the draft because James Silas's knee had gone out and they didn't know what was going to happen. So I flew in 2 days before the draft. And that year I was the first pick in the draft. I was pretty close to signing with the Spurs then. So I've had a long history with San Antonio.
Yeah, but did you not also get drafted by the New York Nets in the ABA right after that, or no?
I got drafted by the ABA, but because the merger hadn't gone through, the Spurs were getting ready to kind of claim me before the merger. That's a good memory, yeah.
Yeah. They were doing things like that back then, right, with the ABA, NBA. Well, what do you remember about that whole ABA-NBA thing?
Actually, my last year, 75, was the last year of both the ABA and the NBA. And the Spurs were one of the favorite ABA teams of the way they got up and down the floor and the fans and the arena.
Yeah, of course. And we'll get into that. I want to get with your history a little bit, John, because you grew up in Durham, North Carolina, right, where Duke University is. What was it like to grow up in Carolina in the 50s and 60s?
Well, you know, I played both tennis and basketball. So a lot of the tennis back then, I couldn't use a lot of the facilities because of the things that were going on with the racism at the time. And my father was my high school principal. My mother was my junior high school principal. And my father now has a school named after him called Lucas Middle School for the integration of North Carolina public school systems. So
wow,
I got a long
awesome.
History with that. Would have gone to Duke. But I was so afraid of it academically that I chose to go to the University of Maryland, which was the first year freshmen could play varsity basketball. So I was really excited. Duke wasn't a very good team then. And at that time, my college coach at Maryland was a guy by the name of Lefty Driscoll, who was trying to build the UCLA of the East. I became an All-American for two of my 4 years in college. And guess where I had my tennis tournament?
Where was that?
Corpus Christi, Texas.
Oh, how about that? Another connection.
At the HEB Butts Tennis Center. So I got a long history with San Antonio.
Yeah,
Yeah, San Antonio and Texas overall. You mentioned the University of Maryland. You were the number one pick overall in the draft, which is just an amazing deal by the Houston Rockets. What was it like to move to Houston, and did you go through any kind of a culture shock when you moved south for the first time? Well, not south, but southwest. Yeah.
I really loved Houston when I first went. Ever since I've coached the Cavaliers, the 76ers, the Rockets, part of the Rockets, and the Spurs, and I end up always back in Houston. I've never left in my entire career. This was always my summer home or my home when I was between jobs. So I've always loved Houston. It was a fun place for me. Moses Malone and I came together because, Moses went to college for one day, and he went to the University of Maryland. And so we all both ended up playing because the guy who scouted us was a guy named Tom Nosalke. He was a scout for the Milwaukee Bucks. And the day before the draft, he got the head coach job of the Houston Rockets. And he traded to make me the first pick in the draft. And he had been studying Moses the whole time and scouted me the whole year. So he promised that we would get Moses there. And we went from losing 50 games to going to the conference finals that year, losing to the 76ers with Dr. J, Bobby Jones, Doug Collins, Julius Erving. They beat us, and eventually the Portland Trailblazers won the championship that year.
That's exactly right, because Portland beat Philly in the finals that year. Dr. Jack was actually coaching the Trailblazers. I think Bill Walton had a really good series, if I recall.
He had really good series, Dr. J. It was like the first year of the merger, and I tell him this all the time. Dr. J saved our league. He was the first guy who saved us in the first merger. We were on tape delay TV. The finals were like at 11:30 at night after the game had been played. And so Dr. J first came in, and the merger really saved both leagues. Although all the six teams that merged, it really saved us, saved our league until Magic and Bird and then Michael.
That was just a few years later. That was the 79-80 season with Magic and Bird. I want to get back to your time with the Spurs because you still have the all-time record for assists in a single game for the Spurs, a 24-assist night, John.
Those guys that all the time, Hubert. That was in 24 minutes.
In 24 minutes?
It was the last game of the season, and we were playing our last game, and everybody was going to play a half. And so I said, I'm going to do something special. I tried to. And we had such good shooters and scorers on that team that my job was to distribute the ball. That was against the Denver Nuggets. And I do remember that. And I did have that.
Was Doug Moe coaching the Denver Nuggets back
then?
Yes,
he was.
Not known for his defense, right, John?
No.
You had some awesome teammates. You play with Ice, Artis Gilmore, Johnny Moore. What was it like to play with that group of guys? And what are your memories of playing with Ice especially?
George was one of the best that I'd ever played with. He could score at all levels. In fact, I was there tonight. He had the 33 points against the Golden State Warriors. And he was the king of bank shots. And he could finger roll. That was his thing. And Ice was just a great teammate along with the he's passed, but Mike Mitchell, Artis Gilmore, who had probably the biggest hands and always had the balls messed up because he had all that stickum on his hands.
You had another guy on that team that was a guy that I didn't grow up with, but he grew up right around me, West Philly High, the best high school player I've ever seen, Gene Banks, who ironically went. Gene's been a guest on this show, and he's got fond memories, of course, in the early 80s in San Antonio. And he played one year with you, I guess, right?
Gene was the ultimate trail man on a fast break and could guard anybody. He was a perfect complement for our team.
Yep. Now let's talk a little bit about your coaching with the Spurs, because that came on the heels of the Jerry Tarkanian deal. When did you first find out that you had a chance to become the head coach of the Spurs during that 92-93 season, early in the season? Because I think Tark only coached 20 games.
Bob Bass and I had become friends because I had come to the Spurs twice. And then I bought a team in the USBL because, as you know, of my drug use, I had to also ended up writing the policies for our anti-drug programs. And so we had about, our league had a heavy use of drug use. So I bought a team and put it in what they call the summer league, which is now the summer league. And they would play for 3 months. And all of those guys were really good players at the time. So he saw me coach against them and he asked me if I wanted to coach. I said, absolutely. And we talked about 2 or 3 days and I never realized that it was like an interview. And then I became the coach of the Spurs. And he told me I couldn't change the staff. I could only add one guy. And that one guy was George Gervin. And I told George, I said, George, you're not going to follow the coyote anymore. You're going to coach with me for a year.
There you go.
And George, we had a great year. That year we ended up winning 23 of our first 24 games. We beat Portland in the first round of the playoffs. And then we lost to Phoenix.
Phoenix, right, Charles
and
Barkley.
And we closed the arena, closed the hemisphere. So I always tell people in San Antonio, I was the last coach to coach in the hemisphere and the first coach to coach in the Alamo Dome.
You know, we've got this podcast going on. We also have some documentaries going on. And I just watched one about the water cannon on opening night there in 93-94. What do you remember about that incident?
You know, I was inside. I don't remember the water cannon. I just remember the almost 40,000 people at the game.
Wow.
And it was
incredible.
One of the biggest arenas, and it was like unbelievable. I think that Mr. Bookbinder, Bob Bass, and those guys, Bob Coleman, who's now deceased, all did a great job. And we brought in Dennis Rodman. And we lost to Utah. And everybody that we lost to in my 2 years coaching went to the NBA Finals and lost to the Chicago Bulls.
H-E-B has two big game changers in their playbook this basketball season. Curbside pickup and home delivery. Check out the fancy footwork of the H-E-B personal shoppers that make it all happen. First, they snag the chips and dips. Then they pivot to the meat section for your H-E-B natural burgers and steaks. They bring the heat with Grand Champion Charcoal and Texas Tough Foil. Then it's H-E-B with the assist as they take it to your car or front door. Just go to H-E-B.com, choose curbside pickup or home delivery, and don't miss a single play.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
You got to coach some pretty good guys on those two teams there, 92, 93, 93, 94. One of our favorite colleagues, of course, is Sean Elliott, the television guy for the Spurs. What do you remember about Sean as a player as you were coaching?
When you talk to Sean, you tell him, I'm still the only coach he made the All-Star team for. I get so mad about that because, you know, when I got there, it was All Larry Brown, all Larry Brown, all Larry Brown. And eventually, you know, because Larry really brought them to a great place in space when they first got David, Rod Strickland, Sean, and those guys. And then eventually they changed the team. And Sean was just so good for us that year. And then he got sick, and we made that trade to get Dennis Rodman.
And, of course, Sean doesn't like cold weather at all. He's from Tucson, Arizona. So even now as the television guy, he'll cherry pick games. Right, John? We're all, I'm not going to go to Minnesota. I'll let somebody else do the game in Minnesota.
I can see that.
But overall, your experience as a coach in 2 years, like I said, you guys had some success. Unfortunately, you lost, like you said, to Utah, a very good Utah team that made the finals. That team went 55-27, John, that 93-94 ball club.
We had, we would have gone better. Dale Ellis tore his plantar fascia, and that really hurt us with some of the shooting. David was the MVP. And one of our rivalries, because I played with the Rockets and Rudy Tomjanovich was the coach of Houston, we made sure that we had a good game with them, because that was personal in the regard of Rudy as a really good friend. But David and Akeem, I got to put Coach David, but play with Akeem. I knew exactly how to guard Akeem for David. And the first year, he really locked him up. Second year, I left. It wasn't as much.
Akeem was pretty hard to guard. Let's be honest. He had a lot of moves. And Sean Elliott always talks about how strong he was.
Yeah, he was. But I'm a David Robinson fan all the way through before his back. David was the absolute best. I used to tease him, tell you a good quick story. So he just really did not understand the Dennis Rodman trade. And I used to always tell him, I say, he's going to get all the rebounds. He's going to get to shoot all the balls. But y'all have a lot in common. He says, what's that? I said, where did you go to school? He said, the Naval Academy. I said, Dennis, come here. Pull your shirt up. What you got? A Naval ring. Look, David, both of y'all got the same name. He did not think that was funny at all.
Hey, I'll tell you a quick story, John. I saw Dennis Rodman play at Southeastern Oklahoma State University. How about that? Not many people could say that. Yeah, NAIA school. He was from South Oak Cliff in Dallas, and he went to Southeastern Oklahoma, the Savages. That's their name, the Savages. And I saw him play in Midwestern State. So he was real skinny. He didn't, you know, hadn't put the weight on yet. No tattoos yet. No earrings. He was just a skinny 6'8" kid from, but he could rebound. I'll tell you that. He could always do that.
You know, we had Terry Cummins on that team too.
Yes,
you're talking about. And TC used to get mad because Dennis would play. I said, TC, what do you want me to do? You play 34 minutes, you get 8 or 9 rebounds. He plays 34 minutes, he gets 32 to 32 rebounds. Who would you play? Not personally.
No. Hey, you mentioned earlier, John, this is the 50th anniversary of the Spurs. And of course, that's when they started in the ABA, when the Dallas Chaparrals moved to San Antonio. When you look at the history of the team, a half century now of history, what are your thoughts on the legacy of the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA?
I think that it is one of the more elite franchises. Always has been well run, always had high attendance, not only because it was the only game in town, just because they were always a step ahead of the cutting edge from the business side with the tickets and promotion to game day operations all the way. And I think that when Bob Bass left and Greg Popovich came in, one of my biggest mistakes was leaving and not giving Pop a chance to help me grow as a coach. I left to become general manager and head coach of the Sixers, but I wish I had stayed and got some better quality advice from him instead of looking where he came from, except looking into what I could gather. So that was a mistake on my part, but he did a great job. He looked what he's obviously done with the franchise and where it is, and He's been a cornerstone in basketball the last 25 years.
Hey, John, before we let you go, I wanted to thank you for all the work you're doing for the folks who've had drug problems. I know that you've helped a lot of players, a lot of folks that aren't even involved in sports. You've taken a lot of time and put a lot of effort into helping a lot of people turn their lives around. And I think that's very commendable on your part. And it's going to be one of your legacies, I believe.
Well, thank you. You know, the one of the things I learned is that I got the gift of desperation, March 14th, 1986. And from that day on, I've been living life one day at a time. and appreciating the opportunity to be of service to others. And I always call it the honesty, the how. Honesty, open-mindedly, and my worth, my self-worth. So, you know, that I'm grateful for a whole lot of people whose last names I don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, thank you so much for taking the time to join us and talk about your story and your history with the Spurs, and continued success with you and your time now with the Houston Rockets.
And congratulations for the anniversary and the celebration of 50 years to all the people who've ever been a part of the Spurs organization.
Thanks very much. That's John Lucas, the head coach of the Spurs back in 93-94, and also played for the Spurs in 83-84. John, thank you very much. This has been the Sound of Spurs podcast presented by HEB. I'm Bill Schoening. Until next time, we'll see you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.